It is time for this month's City Chat. Today featuring Derek Clark from the City Offices and Bobby Pettit from Five Rule Rural Planning.
This is Derek Clark with the City of Superior. For this month's City Chat, we wanted to talk to you a little bit about our current Parks and Recreational Master Plan. The goal of it is to create a 10-year improvement plan for our community's parks and recreational facilities, as well as our quality of life systems. Over the past few months, we have held a series of public meetings to gather your input. So far, we have received lots of comments about our current facilities, potential upgrades you would like to see, and what new amenities could be provided to enhance our current systems. At our last public meeting, our design consultants used your input to create visual concepts on how these improvements could potentially fit into our current parks and facilities. If you have not been able to be involved in the process, additional opportunities are coming. To talk more about the next steps in the process and how to get involved, I'm going to turn it over to our planning consultant, Bobby Pettit, with Five Rule Rural Planning.
Thanks, Derek. My name is Bobby Pettit, and I'm the owner of Five Rule Rural Planning in Kearney, Nebraska, and the project manager for the Superior Park and Recreation Master Plan. To complete this master plan, I have partnered with design professionals from Olson in Lincoln, Nebraska. We kicked off the master plan earlier this spring with a series of focus group conversations we conducted in April. Later, in June, our design team visited Superior, experienced both Lincoln Park and City Park, made initial suggestions for enhancing the current parks, then listened to community feedback and conversations. The design team then returned in early July to propose their ideas for improving City Park and Lincoln Park. Their suggestions involved improvements such as making upgrades to the fishing pond at Lincoln Park, adding a walking trail to the bird sanctuary located just east of the school campus and south of 8th Street, adding a zero entry portion to the existing pool, improving overall circulation in City Park, and increasing the size of the stage located in City Park. Those are just a few of the many suggestions that have been provided by local community members and the design team. The next step in the process is to distribute a community-wide survey that will assist with prioritizing the possible quality of life projects that the city could complete in the next 10 years by using funds raised through the city sales tax. Watch for the survey to be released in August and available for the remainder of the month. The survey will be available online, and paper copies will also be made available. Upon the survey's completion, there will be one final community presentation in September, with the council receiving the final plan in October. For more information, I may be contacted directly through our website, fivereuleplanning.com, by email, bobby@fivereuleplanning.com, or by phone, 308-455-3080.